Decades ago in Texas, the wildcatters who took big risks to find the next huge oil fields knew of a clever way to get more oil out of a well. They'd pour several barrels of hydrochloric acid down the hole. Thousands of feet underground, the highly caustic acid would dissolve rock formations, releasing the oil trapped in them. Today, while a lot may have changed in the oil business, using acid has not. It's only gotten bigger.
You don't pour them down, you pump the acid in at pressures.
Joe Dunn Clegg has been in the oil drilling business a long time.
60 years.
60 years.
Yes.
Now in his 80s, the former Shell oil engineer still does consulting and teaches college classes on what is called acidizing.
And you usually bring it out in trucks that hold fairly large quantities of acid. So you might pump 100 barrels of 15% hydrochloric into a well.
Barrels of acid that, while diluted, is still dangerous.
When you spill it on you, it burns you right away.
It's diluted, but it's still very potent.
It's very potent.
Yet, Clegg says acid jobs, as they're called, aren't all that risky.
It's not considered a hazardous type operation. We do this successfully and have done thousands and thousands of treatments over the years.
That's what a drilling industry spokesperson told State Impact, that acidizing is no big deal. And decades ago, and still today, there's very little oversight of it in Texas. The state's oil and gas regulator, the Railroad Commission, does require drillers to report if they used acidizing. But when State Impact asked for data on just how much acid is being injected by drillers and where, the commission said it doesn't do any such statewide tracking. That concerns some people.
Hard to hear about acid going into the ground under the state's major aquifers and not be a little freaked out by it.
That's how Kate Gordon said she reacted when she first heard about how widespread acidizing is, but not just in Texas. She lives in California.
I mean, oil is very important to both Texas and California. I get that. It's a big part of our state GDP. But we should have an honest and fact-based conversation about what it means to be getting at this stuff.
In California, the climate change group she works for, called Next Generation, commissioned a research project on acidizing and then worked to pass a new California law that took effect last month.
That was not even a known word in California. I mean, it was not something we people were paying attention to. It's now being regulated out here through Senate Bill 4, but it wasn't even kind of on the radar.
The new California law requires drillers using acidizing to notify nearby landowners and monitor the groundwater. Meanwhile, back in Texas,
we really don't know much of what's going on.
State Representative Lon Burnham, a Democrat from Fort Worth, helped write a Texas law passed in 2011. It requires some disclosure of chemicals used in the drilling technique called fracking. But the law makes no mention of acidizing. Representative Burnham now says it didn't go far enough.
The acidizing is not nearly as widely discussed as the fracking. It could, in fact, be as problematic as the fracking.
But is it problematic? We checked a Texas inventory that lists nearly 500 oil and gas sites where groundwater has been contaminated by crude oil or chemicals. Yet none listed acid contamination at a drilling site. And Texas environmental regulators told us they have no knowledge of acidizing ever polluting the groundwater. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.